Hey, everybody. I'm Josh Wolf.
I'm Jacob Wolf.
And this is Hey Man. Hey Man.
Hey Man, what's up?
Hey, so new backgrounds kind of for both of us. I moved back into my office. So I have this background instead of like that Las Vegas one.
Right.
And you are in a new, well, I'm not going to do that with the armchairs. This thing. You're in your new apartment, man. But first, I just want to say two things. There is a giant fly in this room that I would be surprised when it starts flying if you couldn't hear it. You know how that drives me crazy.
This is going to be fun. I'm really excited actually to see you struggle on this podcast.
There is like a 50% chance that at some point I'll get up and just try to kill it. So you might have to carry the load.
Will you turn the camera though so we can watch you try to kill it?
I don't think I know how to do that.
What is it attached to?
There's so many things attached. I mean, I guess I could.
What you could do, it's one that just clips to the top of your laptop, right? Yeah. So all you got to do is you just got to take it off and place it on the desk facing you. And then just check your camera to see if it's good. And I'll tell you like a little more to the left, a little more to the right. And then we'll set up the frame and then I'll carry it while we watch you. I'll commentate you trying to kill the fly.
I love that idea. All right, listen.
Yeah.
But this room is jam filled with like gear right now.
Makes it even more of a challenge.
You're right. I'm up to the challenge. Now, what is that little disco ball you got over your shoulder?
That's not a disco ball. That's my PC. I'm in what we call our activity room.
Oh, is there a bunk bed?
No, there is no bunk bed.
Well, don't you need bunk beds for activities?
No, you make the bunk bed so you have more room for activities.
Oh, copy.
You don't have to have the bunk bed in the activity room. You
copy
just need to move it and have a bunk bed so that you have more room for activities.
Got it.
Yeah.
So here is a couple of questions I got for you. You ready? First of all, you also might hear your mom downstairs. She's doing a photo shoot. She started this new line of t-shirts and this stuff called Be Your Own Hero that I love. So she's doing a shoot down there right now.
Super dope.
Yeah, super dope. So
super dope.
Talk to me about this fancy new pad you got. And like, are you psyched? Are you not psyched? Do you like the bucket hat? What's your deal?
We'll start in reverse order. Bucket hat, yes, always good. Bucket hats, by the way, never really went out of style, but they're very much in style right now.
Okay, let me just ask you this. Who was the OG bucket hat?
I don't know if it was you or John Wolf, but it was
good point.
I don't have a time frame for that one.
I actually,
but if I had to guess, I think it's probably John Wolf. Because I will say he also, it was his essential, what he went out in everyday life for a good couple of years.
Yeah.
You went on and off with it. So I'm going to give that one to probably John.
I'm going to ask him about that because I had the bucket. What do you look at? What'd you look at?
There's been this loud, just like banging since like all day. It's just like loud and shakes the apartment.
Are people doing construction?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. We'll find out.
I will say I had my grandfather's bucket hat from when he was in college and I had it forever. I wore it in college too sometimes. So I've been rocking it was just one of the many now, but I used to rock my bucket hats like this though.
I know.
You're not a fan of that.
It's just not the look. You look like you're wearing a fisherman's hat instead.
What if you do this?
Well, then you're that kid. Extra here. Look at that. Back in style. That's what you look like that. You look like Abraham's younger, less successful brother.
Abraham Lincoln's younger, less successful brother?
Yeah, because your hat isn't as tall.
You think I look like Abraham Lincoln?
No, I'm just going off your hat.
Okay, there's one more option.
You're also his younger, shorter brother, because that would make more sense too. He was a big guy.
You're also calling me really old all at the same time.
No, I said younger.
Let me give you the one last option. So we did all down, we did front up, right? We did all
up. Are you gonna do all up and just the front down?
Wait a second.
You might as well just then wear a fedora, Jason Mraz.
A camo fedora? Let's see Justin Timberlake rock one of those. I'll tell you in order of my favorite.
Anything.
In order of my favorite, I go 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, that's probably the order I would also go in as well. But one is really the only way you should do it.
Yeah.
It's funny. Every time you fold it down, I hear it go poop.
Yeah, it does. Wait a second. Do you hear this? Did you hear that?
Wow, you did that on the pod. That's it. Did you forget we were recording this?
Yeah, I'm recording this.
No, I said, did you forget we were recording this?
No. Okay. I decided from here on out, I'm just going to let them rip. What do you think about that?
That age hit way faster than I thought it was going to. I thought it was going to be at least a couple more years. Not before you turn 60. What?
I don't mean like crazy. In public in a restaurant like my grandfather, but like maybe on the podcast I might. That's it. You know what?
I mean, I'm not against it.
That was scout team. I'm all right. That was scout team. Let's just see what everybody thinks. Huh?
I think good idea. I think definitely you should test the waters.
Yeah. I'm just throwing up. I just scout team. I just put it in the wind and see what that went. You know what I mean?
That was not the sound it made.
No. What?
No.
I will say that in the numerous ways that I have mentally tortured you, I believe my gas has got to be near the top of the list.
Probably. That would make sense.
Yeah. I don't think your brand is that bad, huh?
I think you underestimate me.
Well, I'm not. Hey, listen, dude, I'm not throwing stones. Yeah, we haven't been in close contact where I've had to take a whiff. I bet your mom will probably.
She knows.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
By the way, your hair looks great.
I appreciate it. I gotta wash it.
You said you have to wash it, or it looks good because you washed it.
No, I gotta wash it.
Oh. I don't know, man. How many days is that sans wash? Because it looks like you don't have any of the Jufro going.
Yeah, it takes about 3 days for it to calm down. So sometimes I'll go like 5 days without washing my hair. Just depends.
Let me ask
you. Depends on if I'm lazy or if I'm working enough, or like most of this new job hasn't been like a ton of like physical like work. So I've been let it go. But you know, like when I work a bunch or like when I like sweat a bunch, obviously I'm going to want to shower.
Let me ask you a question. Honest question. Out of 7 showers, how many do you actually use soap to wash your legs and feet? And how much do you just let soap run down off your hair and your butthole and just let it rinse down onto
you? I wash my legs and my feet every time I shower.
I can't say that's true for me.
I can definitely say it's true for me.
I think I wash my feet probably out of 7 showers with now because I have soap on my body, so the soap, you know, so I feel
like you're not scrubbing it, like you're not like getting any of it off. You're just letting soapy water run over it. You're not cleaning it.
Yeah, but there's no, what's on my foot? What's on my legs? I mean, the water hits
sweat.
It. Yeah. Like, and then the soap glides over it and takes
let me just ask, is that how like washing a dish works, or do you actually have to scrub it to get it clean?
Yeah, but I don't have dried spaghetti sauce on my foot.
That's not what I'm saying. You just put soap on the fucking even like a freshly used plate. Not all of it's gonna come off.
Can I tell you something funny? Wanna hear something funny? And then let's get back to this conversation. But so I don't forget this. There was a guy, I'm not going to say who, that I went on a road trip with as a comic, young comic.
You're not going to first name him, last name him, like you've been doing, like you did to everybody last time we podcast.
Yo, dude, that clip was so fucking funny. When David sent me that clip, dude, I just about died laughing. Like, you, first of all, man, you're funny and you got good timing.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. Shit. But that was so,
it helps, the look that, on your face where you just went, one-sided.
Huh?
I said, it helps that it's not fully one-sided.
This podcast isn't one-sided at all. I think probably half the people who watch this are Team Jacob.
I would sure fucking hope so.
That's the dumb half.
Dumb and proud. Rock with me.
Not the dumb half. I was just trying to rile you up and you just took it. Yeah. You don't let me rile you up anymore. You're too smart.
No, especially for calling me dumb. I've been quote labeled as the dumb one
for a while.
So, right. But that's why I run with it. Like, it's fun to run with it. Like, it's
yeah, but you're not dumb. I don't want you thinking you're dumb.
I don't think I am. Okay, I just run with the title. So when everybody says anything, I'm like, at your service, Cap.
Well, I always tell people that I act way dumber than I am because then people expect less. And then when I come up with a good idea, they're like, the fucking dumb guy. He came up with a good idea. Smart, right?
It's fair.
Yeah.
It's playing below the bar and then surpassing it. Well done.
That's like when we do the dance-offs at my shows. I always tell people when they're up there, if they say, you know, rate yourself 1 out of 10 as a dancer, and they say 3, I'm like, good move. Because even if you're just a 5, people are going to be like, that was really good for a 3.
Yeah.
But the plate analogy, can I tell you, I kind of used that before, right? When I was a younger guy, I went on the road with this dude who talked about eating ass a lot. And I was at a point in my life where that was not something I was doing. And he was like, why don't you do it? I go, what do you mean? I said, there's only one transaction. You know what I mean? So no matter how much you clean it up, it's still kind of going to smell like that transaction. And he was like, nah, not if you put soap, you wash it with soap and water. And I was like, yeah, but dude, let me challenge that. If you had spaghetti and garlic, right?
Right.
And you went in and you ate that, and then you just washed it a little bit with some soap, it would still smell like garlic. Garlic's very pungent. You know what's more pungent than garlic? Your asshole. That was my argument all the time. That was my argument. But
it's a good argument.
Tell me, what's that?
Good argument.
Yeah. I used the same one you did. Tell me about the new place. Tell me.
New place is great, man. Like, you know, we were both in studios, and so with not enough space for all the crap we have, and we found an amazing deal on a 3-bedroom, back in, you know, the spot that I wanted to live in, back in the Valley. And
back in the 818. Da-na-na-na-na-na.
Super excited about it.
How are you? Do you like being back in the Valley?
Oh, so happy.
How come?
I'm near everybody again. That drive to Hollywood is a pain in the ass.
Oh, you mean your friends?
Yeah. And also the job that I have is also in the Valley, which is great.
Oh, does it how much shorter is the drive?
About 10 minutes. What? But I'm there at 6:30 anyway. So tomato, tomato. I get there at the same time.
Tomato, tomato. It's a
joke. It's a joke from a show. It's tomato, tomato.
What's the joke? What show?
Archer.
Yo, I love... How many episodes did we watch together? 5, maybe?
Not enough.
Dude, that show fucked me up. I love
it. The show is super funny.
What channel is it on again?
It's all on Hulu. If you go on Hulu, there's like 13 seasons of it.
Oh, I'm going to binge that motherfucker.
Dude, I love smoking something and then watching Archer, just as like the satire in it, the comedic timing, like the type of humor.
It's dark.
Yeah. Very.
Yeah.
But there's really awesome character development and like a lot of cool things and characters you love and you hate. And like everybody, like there's characters you collectively hate, like as like a like community and all of Archer, everybody's like, I hate this person. I hate this person. Love this person. But it's awesome.
But they're all just bad people.
I wouldn't say
not
all
bad
of them.
People, but you know what I mean.
Well, they work for like an undercover agency that helps stop stuff. So like they're mercenaries and assassins. So sure. But
the mom character is the best.
Mallory?
Golly.
She's the darkest one.
Yeah.
Her jokes are
rough.
Jesus. Off. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Rough talk.
Archer's a very close second for sure.
Okay, keep going. So you're in the valley.
But we went from two studios to a three-bedroom apartment in like a fourplex. So there's only four units in our entire building, which is awesome.
Are you unpacked and all set up?
We're almost there. There's a couple things now we need to hang up. I just need the tools for it. I need to go buy a socket kit.
Need to go buy what?
A socket kit. You know.
Oh, I thought you said I need to go buy a socket to me, and I was like, "What the fuck?"
No, socket kit. So I'm gonna go buy that so I can drill in the TV. Can't find the charging thing for my drill, so I'm gonna go buy another battery charger. So I will be waiting to do that until I get that.
Yeah.
But it's dope, man. Like I got my PC set up, which is awesome. This room is just like a spare room where she can make her rugs. You guys see right there, that's a rug frame. So she puts burlap over it, and then the projector over it. She traces it, and then she uses a rug gun to literally make the rug, which is awesome.
That's cool. How long does it take to make a rug?
Depends on the size and depends on what it is and how many colors you need. And
rug gun.
That would be funny.
Do you know there's a song by Kiss called Love Gun?
Yes, I do know that song.
Oh, yeah, you know that song. I've probably played that song for you about a gazillion times.
Yeah.
I would sing it to you right now, but then we wouldn't be able to air this on YouTube.
No, we'd probably be muted for the rest of the podcast.
Okay. So you're back out there.
And then we have another bedroom, which is like a spare bedroom where she has what?
Is that where I stay?
Oh, yes. Yeah, you'll be in that spare bedroom. But her makeup tables in there. She's got like her actual closet in there. So like we have three closets, but we have so much stuff. I have way too many clothes.
You have a lot of clothes, dude.
I have to get rid of some.
Not only do you have all of your clothes, which was a lot of clothes, you have all of my clothes from
the ones that Woodley. I wanted.
Huh?
Yeah. The ones that I wanted. Yeah.
Right.
Which was a lot of them.
You might have the best t-shirt collection I've ever seen.
I got some pretty good ones.
Do you have over 100? Yes, you have over 100. You have over 100.
If not very close to it.
No, you do, because I'm thinking about your closet. You have over 100.
Are we including hoodies? Let me ask
you, how many are in the rotation for real? How many will you never wear again?
There's probably a good 15 or 20 in there right now.
I'm clearing all my... I told your mom today, I was looking at my t-shirts. I was like, I'm throwing away half of those.
Hold on. Before you throw them out, let me look at them.
Are you going to take a look at them?
Yeah. The reason I have a great t-shirt collection is because I stole half of yours.
Okay.
So, yes.
You got it.
Need them graphic tees, man.
You got a shit ton of them. Good Lord.
So many. I got so many.
What else is happening, man?
Not much, man. New job too, which is great. Goes for about 2 months.
That fucking Celtics game tonight.
I don't want to talk about it. Look, I don't mind that. Okay, I'm going to talk about it. Okay. I don't mind that they came back. Okay. When you get to the Giannis free throws with about 14 seconds left, something like that.
Hey, buddy. Yeah.
He makes the first one. We're up by one. And he misses the second one. It's 4-on-2 in the paint right now.
I know.
For Celtics, how are you not getting the offensive rebound that would literally seal the game 5 win? Hi, Mom.
Hi, buddy.
And take us back to Boston for a game 6.
That was in Boston. Oh, dude, that was in Boston.
I thought that was in Milwaukee.
That was in Boston.
I don't know, because they were in white.
Yes.
Wait, no, they were in white.
They're in the oven. They're all done, yeah.
Yay!
I just left them in the oven so they were warm for you.
Your dad made ribs. I'm so excited.
I heard. I have some leftover ribs actually in the fridge. I did.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you. Look, you get the rebound. Easy. You just grab the ball.
Dude.
They foul. You make two free throws, up by three with one possession left. All you got to do is make a stop.
I will tell you, the biggest, and when I was like, oh, this game's over, is when Giannis hit that three. When Giannis hit a three, I was like, oh, these guys aren't missing. Like, this dude should not have been shooting threes with a minute left. And he fucking rattled it home. And I was like, nah, that's it. And even though they were still up by three, I was like, nah, that's it. That's one of those shots where you're like, oh, that's going in. But I will tell you, this is the first sports game where I've yelled at the TV in a long time. I'm trying to
have time. You don't have time to sit and really watch sports like that.
I just am not that. I still pull for my teams, but in a different way. I realize that there are some other things that are probably more important for me.
Sox are getting railed this season.
Yeah, man. And listen, I'm obviously pulling for the Sox, but like, I used to ride or die with those teams, and I still do. But what I mean, like, it used to affect when I was a younger dude, and I'm sure it does for you sometimes. It used to affect me after the game was over.
Depends on the game.
Yeah.
But also, not even that much anymore. Like, if we lose, I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. We're out.
I think the last game I remember really screaming at the TV was the Eagles-Patriots game.
Oh, God. We had to leave that party.
That was the last time I remember just getting angry at the television. You know, there are a few things that I hate. By the way, speaking of things that bother me, by the way, can I just for a second? It's so windy here in Vegas. It's so fucking windy, dude. I get angry at the wind. The wind is something that makes me angry. Do you know, Jacob, does this ever happen to you sometimes when you're in a bad mood and like a bus driving by, just the noise will be like the fucking bus. Like,
yeah.
Does that ever happen to you?
Yeah.
You're like, everything, bus drives by and you're in a bad mood and you're like, just fuck.
Everything just makes you angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the wind bothers me more than rain or snow.
Wasn't that fly that's in your room?
It's not here right now. But no, the fly would win. But the wind is such a bothersome thing. Who likes it besides windmills? Like who, what, why? It is such a fuck you to everything. Now a breeze, I don't mind a breeze. I don't mind a breeze, but wind, eat my dick, wind. I don't like it.
What if it's hot outside?
Breeze. I don't like a wind. Anything that calls gusts, I don't like it. As a hat wearer and just a general person who likes to just walk around and not be bothered by wind, I don't like it. Now, I can see it doesn't bother you quite as much.
I mean, like it does, like especially with my hair, like it does. The wind does bother me.
What would be the one thing, like for me with the wind, what would be the one thing for you that maybe bothers you that a lot that doesn't bother other people? What do you think? Let me adjust that. What's a giant pet peeve for you?
People in the car. Walk slow. People who drive slow.
All across all lanes?
Look, if you're in the far right lane and I get mad at you for going 60, that's my fault. And sometimes I notice it. Like sometimes I'm in the far right lane and I'm like, you're going 60. And then I'm like, Oh, wait. No, okay. That's fine. All right,
I feel the same way.
But 60 in the far left, that's not carpool? Foul. Get over. Now, what are you doing? Like, get over.
You know my biggest car pet peeve, Jakey? Two lanes. Both cars driving the same speed.
Same speed. So you can't pass out of one of them.
What are you doing?
You know what my biggest pet peeve in the car is?
Huh.
You telling me how to drive.
Oh, you hate that.
You know what your biggest pet peeve in the car is also?
When you're driving?
Big ass trucks.
I fucking hate it when you do that. God, I hate it when you do that. That bothers the shit out of me. Oh, that bothers the shit out of me.
Oh, it's so good. It's so fucking good.
Yo, that bothers the shit out of me.
Why?
I don't know. I don't like it. You get so close to that truck and you just ride it.
No, I do not. Your depth perception is awful. I'm not that close.
You think my depth? You're blaming it on what? No, dude.
You heard me.
Are you within a car's length?
No, probably half car's length.
That's too close to the giant truck. Honestly, maybe you wonder what it is. You
should grow a pair.
Honestly, you know what the real problem is? It's not that I'm scared we're going to run into the truck. I don't like not being able to see.
That's fair. I get that.
That bothers. I don't like it. So a lot of times I'll move just if the car is that much taller than me and I can't see in front of me for that long. I just don't like that.
All right. Fair enough.
Plus, you don't need to be half a car length away from a truck on a freeway. Maybe. Do you? You also hate when I tell you how to drive. You have to speak. This is a part of it's an audio thing.
I was just trying to do facial expressions for you.
Yeah, facial expressions don't help because most of the people are listening, not watching.
But some people will watch it and see the face.
So try to make a noise while your face does something. And that way the people who are listening are also rewarded for tuning in. You know what I'm saying, man?
Sometimes I just irritate you without even trying. Like, I just do it for fun.
Well, you're not. You didn't irritate me.
You sound kind of irritated right now. This is a speaking thing. It's kind of like an audio thing. So you got to make a noise.
No, I wasn't. But I wasn't saying it like that. I was saying it to be an asshole. I was saying it like being an asshole.
Well, we'll see about it when the people who hear it but can't see it.
They'll know that I was trying to get you to speak, but I was trying to be an asshole. I wasn't annoyed. Jakey, when you're not talking, that just means I talk more. You know that doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I know. I didn't say it didn't. She's getting all defensive now, guys.
Who is?
You is. Your response is I is. No, no eyes.
What did you? I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
You're okay. We're good.
Okay. What else you want to talk about?
I don't know. We're going to be in Madison, Wisconsin.
You and I together.
This before that.
Probably. When is Madison? It's in May.
It's like not this weekend, but next weekend.
Right. So people listening, this will be up tomorrow. I'm going to be in Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's like what, the 12th, 13th, 14th, which means Jacob and I will be in Madison the 19th, 20th, and 21st.
I will be there the 20th and the 21st.
Right. You won't be there on that Thursday.
Yes. Make sure I get at least 4 days of work.
Yeah, no doubt, dude. And what time are you going to fly out on Friday? You know?
I'm flying out at 8:20 in the morning. We'll get there around 4:30.
Guess what t-shirts are going to be unveiled there for the first time?
What?
I ordered the porn. I didn't order the porn. Two separate Great. T-shirts.
Can't wait.
What is your opinion on what the t-shirts should look like? Your mom and I were talking about it. They're just going to be letters. I don't want any graphics on that. I don't want any people.
I just feel like you should still like people like we like everybody loves the I Like Weird Shit shirt. So I feel like they love the plainness of it. They love how just straightforward it is. They love how it's easy to read and it's the only thing there with no other distractions. So
I'm with the straightforward, but I'm wondering if the t-shirts should be two different colors.
Probably.
I like the I Ordered the Porn basically looking the same as I Like Weird Shit. Black t-shirt, white letters.
Okay.
I just got to think about that. I didn't like the porn.
You could do white with black letters. You just switch it.
Yeah. So that was
If people wear it together, it's like a matchy. Obviously, it would be matchy no matter what, but like it's still.
It's so crazy. That is exactly what I said to your mom. Your mom likes, see, I did not order the porn in white with red letters. Just to mix it up. My question about that, well, maybe. Makes it a little different.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think I know why she chose red, because not is in it.
Yeah.
So like the word not, so like, you know, not like you're not correct or it's incorrect. So like not, you know, being red. She's what is that tank?
Just so you know, I can't hear it.
I know. I can feel it though. It might, you know what it might be? It might be the wind. It's also kind of windy out here right now.
Is it?
Yeah. It might be the wind flying open the trash doors. It might just be hitting the side of the building.
Okay.
That's fine.
So tell me. What were you just talking about? You were in the middle saying something, and then you went to the banging.
I don't remember.
Me neither. That's too bad.
Bummer.
Dude, these ribs I made tonight, have you been cooking at all in your place?
Not yet. Just haven't had the time. I'm gonna start probably by the end of this week.
What are you gonna make the chicken? Your chicken is so good.
I'm going to make chicken. I'm going to do something, I think, on Sunday or Saturday, one of those days, I'm going to be making like a French toast breakfast for Iman and I. I'll make a good French toast.
I bet you do. Have you ever, dude, do you remember eating? No, you were probably too young. We used to eat syrup sandwiches.
Was it just syrup sandwiches or peanut butter and jelly and syrup?
No, our dessert, you know, we didn't have a lot of money. And so what I would toast some bread and I would put some butter on it and I would put some powdered syrup on it. I would put some syrup on it and then I would put some powdered sugar on there. And that was dessert.
I kind of feel like I do remember that.
Yo, you guys ate the shit out of those.
It's delicious.
I mean, what's not to like? Bread, butter, sugar, and syrup.
Sounds pretty good to me.
I mean, basically, it's the French toast minus the egg.
Yeah. It's exactly what it is, actually.
I didn't do sandwich. You guys, we made a bunch of pieces, and then I would cut them up because it made it seem like we had a lot more. Like, I would make, like, 6 pieces, and then I would cut them up into little pieces, and we would watch a movie or something.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah, I was looking for this picture, and it must be in our storage, of you and Bud. Hold on. Your flight is now departing at 2 a.m. Eat my dick.
Did your flight get pushed back?
2 a.m., bro.
Well, what time was your flight originally?
12:45.
Yeah.
That is a big boom hair. Well, I'll have to figure that out when the pod's over. Yeah, I had a late. I hope that doesn't fuck up my connecting. How could it not?
I mean, how long of a layover did you have?
I don't remember. I remember I took this 12:45 flight because I don't remember why I took this 12:45 flight. It seems pretty dumb. Oh, because of where I was going, there wasn't a whole lot of flights into Grand Rapids.
Got it.
But, dude, plane tickets are fucking crazy expensive right now.
Super expensive.
What?
Not cool.
Nah, man. Not only that, I mean, I picked the fucking dead wrong airline to get all my miles on. American Airlines is the consistently
worst,
voted the worst in sometimes you get upgraded to first class and you're like, really? These seats are there. It's like the old US Airways planes and they're fucking broken and shit. Nobody's wiped them in fucking 9 trips. It's gross. And yeah, I'm a slave to the fucking miles. People ask me all the time, I want to fly Delta. I don't have the miles. I'm a slave to it, man. I like the upgrades, you know? I like the status.
I don't blame you.
But you're getting upgraded from turds to poop, you know?
Same shit, different day.
I guess. Did you go see the Nick Cage movie?
What Nick Cage movie?
I'm going to take that as a no.
Oh, is it? It's like the one that they're filming that's like about him, right?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it.
Did you see the new Batman?
Nope. I was in Panama.
Have you seen Spider-Man?
The last one? Yeah, definitely. I was supposed to see, we were going to see Doctor Strange this past weekend, but I was told that you need to see, or like if you really want to understand it, you need to see WandaVision before you see Doctor Strange.
The TV show?
Yes.
It's a good TV show. But I can probably tell you what happens if you want to know.
I already read a Spark Notes on it, but we decided, so we got our refund on our money, or on our tickets, and then just decided we're going to watch it before we go see it.
Okay. Good idea.
But now I already know what happens at the end, so.
Of WandaVision?
Yep.
How?
I read it online because I was just trying to read Spark Notes before we went into the theater so we could understand it.
Got it.
So I already know what happens.
The Captain America one, or the what was it
Captain
called?
Falcon?
Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah, with Bucky and...
So good, dude. So good. I was not as thrilled with Loki. I was towards the end. I was in the middle.
Yeah, but we couldn't get into it. Iman just got bored in the first two episodes.
Yeah, it didn't start as strong as the other ones. It ended real strong. But it didn't start as strong. I'm a big fan of how they tell their stories, though, as I scratch my underarm.
They do a good job, for sure.
Let me ask you a question, dude. Mm-hmm. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
I don't know. Are you tired?
I mean, I'm up at 5:50 every day.
You're working. I know this is kind of a late deal for you.
So it used to be like a 7:30 to 6, which was nice, but now it's like a 6:30 to 6. All right, and since I'm the key, I always tell them, they're like, don't you want to come in at 7 one day? I go, yeah, but since I'm the key, I should make sure I'm here so I know everything that's going on.
But by the way, congratulations on that gig, being key. Thanks, PA, man. Dude. You work Appreciate really it. Fucking hard on those sets. You work really, really, really hard. Your mom and I are real proud of you, dude. You work really hard and people Appreciate notice. It.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I definitely feel that on this show for sure. I get called on the walkie like every 8 seconds, but also like when heads of departments need something, I've already gone and like met everybody. I'm like, hey, if you guys, you know, like need a table or need like production supplies or anything that you don't have to go through like PMs and stuff, just call me and we'll get it done. You're like, sure.
So, yeah, you're good. You're a good worker, man. I really appreciate that about you.
Yeah, man. Absolutely.
I did see a video of you sleeping on my couch during the Josh Wolf show the other day. Popped up in my feed.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Those ones were because you were snoring.
Oh, yeah. I don't snore as much anymore. I still snore, but not as heavy.
I snore on planes because I'm sitting like this and I mouth.
Yeah.
Yo, dude, this place in Puerto Vallarta we went to this weekend was gorgeous.
I mean, your condo room or wherever it was looked amazing.
It was next level. It was it
looked awesome.
We left the outer wall faced the ocean was all glass. So you could just pull all the glass aside. We just left it open the entire weekend.
No bugs?
Is it not the last night we were there, we had a giant moth.
No mosquitoes?
Not a mosquito.
Bullshit.
I'm just saying, there was not a bug. Ooh, there was a stink bug that I kicked out of the room.
Nice. Yeah, but I couldn't even go outside in Panama for more than 3 minutes without getting bit.
Even on the beach?
Sand fleas on the beach. It's even worse.
Get the fuck out.
So much worse.
Do people go on the beach or no?
Oh, yeah. Some people just try to fight through the pain, or some people just don't get attacked by them. But you know me. Them bugs who like to bite like me.
Oh, they come bite you for sure.
A lot.
You sent me a picture once. You looked like you had like 17 bites on you, dude.
In Panama, I had 40 on me at all times.
No bueno.
Awful. Awful.
Have you found a new weed store in the valley?
Yes.
Out near where you live?
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
Really?
Great deals for good amounts.
What's it called?
Like it's called Project Cannabis. It's on Magnolia and Vineland. It's like down the street from me.
I know what you're talking about.
It's awesome. It's right next to that Ralph's on Magnolia.
Yep. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
It's like right next to it, and it's awesome.
What are you smoking right now that you like?
Well, the other one's in the other room, but then I have this one. It's called Jelly Ranchers. Yeah, Jelly Ranchers, not Jolly Ranchers. But that, they sell it for such a good price. Like, they sell a prepackaged half ounce for like $55.
That's crazy.
And it's awesome.
Is it?
I wouldn't keep buying it if it wasn't really good. Wow. And for the price I'm getting it at, it's makes it even better.
Yeah. By the way, that idea, the pop-up thing, I don't want to say it out loud just so nobody steals it.
Facts.
He reached out to me. We just need a list of ideas.
Okay. We'll get to that probably Saturday, just because I just running all day.
And then, hey, everybody listening, Jacob and I are filming a tiny little TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Ourselves. It's a competition show. And so basically every week, one of us will pick something that we think we can beat the other person at. I can't imagine these episodes will be more than 3 to 7 minutes.
Yeah, probably quick.
5 to 10?
I'd say 5 to 10.
Yeah, 5 to 10. I agree. And then at the end, the winner gets to pick whatever embarrassing thing they want to have the other person do. Right?
Is the thing that we're going to have the other person do, does it have to be related, like semi-related to the challenge that we did?
Nope.
Okay.
It can be. Because, look, man, you know, and the challenges can be anything. I'm going to challenge you to a freestyle rap battle.
Gross.
But there may be some physical. Anyways, we're going to film this. But we're looking for ideas for things to compete. Compete with?
We're looking for some things for us to compete against each other.
Yeah, that's right. But if you have ideas,
send them.
And if we use them,
send it.
I will say at the beginning of the episode, thank you to Ben Wallace for sending in this idea. And so we can also have them send in ideas for embarrassing things to have each other do. However, and you can, just remember that we know each other pretty well. So the things that I will pick will be the things that make me laugh, that are going to make me laugh to watch him do. You know what I mean? Yeah. But send in your suggestions to Hey Man Pod. That's Hey Man, M-A-3-A's pod, no exclamation point, heymanpod@gmail.com. Also, remember, send in your questions for us to answer, any question at all. Could be parenting, could be for me, could be for him, could be music, could be whatever the fuck. Send those questions also into Hey Man Pod. And we read emails once a month. We get a bunch together and we read them.
Yep.
Dude, this trip to Madison is going to be so much fun.
I get to check another state off my list.
That's awesome. the shows I hear, this is Comedy on State, I hear is the like top five club in the country.
Great.
But yeah, and I can't wait. I've never been. But I think I ordered the porn. I did not order the porn. I think that'll be the first week you're going to have them. And I think those are going to be super fun.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
What are you still with White and Black? Is that your, what are you looking at?
Milo's sniffing under the door and this is all I hear.
Hilarious. I got to go figure out this fucking flight. How long have we been podding?
I have no idea.
Me neither.
We got to be going for like 40 minutes.
Yeah, I think so. Or guys, I'm sorry these have been so short recently. But we love you guys. Hey, I got to run and figure out this fucking flight.
All right, man. Well, love
because I want to make sure if I'm going to miss my connecting flight,
you got to
tell them because they're picking me up at the airport.
Right.
You
got to make sure you find another connecting flight.
That's right. Hit everybody with your socials.
Jake_Wolf on Instagram. It's Jake Wolf on Twitter It's Jake Wolf on TikTok. Also starts with a T. And then Youthful Wolf on Twitch. I'm going to try and start streaming again, hopefully a little more consistently because I have a pretty consistent work schedule. So I can hopefully work around that. But yeah, that's it. Come say what's up. Come say hey.
At Josh Wolf Comedy and on socials. Hey, everybody, if you like the pod, please tell your friends, tell your family,
tell your friends,
tell whoever you think would enjoy this type of podcast. Yeah.
Tell someone you love them.
ComedianJoshWolf.com for all tour dates, Grand Rapids this weekend. Madison, Wisconsin the weekend after that. And June's packed. I'm in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'm in San Antonio, Texas, that you're going to be at. I'm in a bunch of places. So, oh yeah. All right, everybody. We love you.
What is that? All right.
I'll tell you. End of the month. Later.
Later.